This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call, text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Puts de Leon continues to actively ruin. Coming up, the news, followed by Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, Dom Salvia, and then Pete Schwabba. And a reminder, tomorrow, of course, is Election Day. We're going to have special coverage on Civic Media for Election Day. Pete Schwabba and I will be starting off at 6 from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Starting at 8 o'clock, Todd Alba and Pat Kreitlow will take over, and we will have a cast of thousands. We'll have reporters all over the place checking in from various headquarters as the results start to come in. So I hope you will join us tomorrow night on Civic Media, starting at 6 p.m. It's 11:52. Calvin, that means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Donald Trump was in Milwaukee on Friday night. You may have missed this because that wasn't... The news cycles just change so quickly.
And they're here all the time now.
Yeah, it's just, it's never ending. So you might have missed this, but this was kind of a standout moment, at least for me. Donald Trump was having mic problems during his rally at Fiserv Forum. Quote, fix the mic, huh? You got to be kidding. Do you want to see me knock the hell out of people backstage? I get so angry. I'm up here seething. I'm seething. I'm working my ass off on this stupid mic. I'm blowing out my left arm. Really? It's that heavy? Now I'm going to blow out my right arm because he had to hold it. And I'm blowing out my throat, too, because of these stupid people. At that moment, Donald Trump took the microphone off the stand and began simulating a sex act on the microphone stand. Social media users reacting to that strange decision. Anna Navarro from The View, quote, ask yourself, what would happen if Kamala Harris did this?
Oh, my God.
Yes, you saw right. This is Trump on stage at a rally pretending to perform a sex act on a microphone. This is not normal. Trump is disgusting, unhinged, and unfit to represent the United States. Vote him out. I have yet to hear a Trump interpreter explain what that actually was supposed to be, because I'm sure it's not what we all saw.
No, of course not. Do we need, right? We need a Trump whisperer. Is there anybody?
We need a Trump whisperer to explain what he actually was doing at that moment.
There's a whole heap and lot to unpack in this whole thing. First of all, I work with microphones all the time in both my jobs. And when things go wrong, you fix them. You do them quietly. You do them quickly. And you don't berate the people who work in there, who are most likely union workers at that place,
right,
doing their job. And you don't try to be the man of the people while also threatening to beat people up. I'm going to, I'm going to do what now? I'm going to go. Something effective, like I'm going to crack skulls or...
Well, I'm up here seething. I'm seething. Do you want me to see the knock the hell out of people backstage? And the crowd cheered.
Yeah, that is not normal behavior to issue even a feigned public threat. But that's... What am I talking about? That's what he's doing all the time now.
Yes. Donald Trump was later handed a wireless mic, but he wasn't happy about that either. This mic is much heavier than the other one.
Ooh.
I can do exercise I can build up my muscles. I've worked with a lot of microphones too.
Yeah.
I've never found them that heavy.
I just looked it up. The kind of microphone he had, it weighs half a pound.
Ouch. Ooh, well, okay. Well then.
Good job, buddy. Do some yogas.
Wow.
Do some yogas. Get out there. I mean, it's...
Well, he doesn't exercise because cause he has genetic.
What? Pfft, what a whining baby man. I mean, you say you're tough. You say he's the alpha. My arm hurts because I have to hold a microphone. Instead of be like, hey, the microphone's not working. Thank you so much for providing this microphone for
me.
Can
somebody switch out the mic? Thank you very much.
There's all the ways he could. And instead, just whining and complaining and moaning like the little liberal that you all call people. I mean, seriously, like it's like you like I'm the snowflake. I'm the whiny snowflake. This guy's like, my arm hurts because of a half a pound microphone.
Someone get him a lighter microphone.
Oh, please. My gosh. Someone get him a chair to just, you know, take a breath.
All right. That wraps it up for today. That is today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers who have been working like crazy on our set in Madison and everyone else across Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. We have news coming up next. We are heading to Madison.
Yes,
we'll be
in
the Madison headquarters for you tomorrow, Election Day. Make a plan to go vote, baby. Everybody who's anybody is a voter. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.